All right, let's continue talking about the question for parents today, to spank or not to spank. You heard my interview with Céline Hervieux-Payette, who's a liberal senator who wants to make spanking illegal in Canada. Let's speak to Andrea Morozek now, manager of research for the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming on. What do you think about this?
Well, I think that the idea of criminalizing parents for a method of discipline is a terrible idea. Spanking is not abuse. Spanking is not indiscriminate hitting. It is one tool in the toolbox for parents to choose to use or not. I'm not going to advocate spanking. I would say it needs to be left entirely up to parents. And when this sort of thing is taken into the realm of criminal behavior, it does a terrible disservice to honest and loving parents across the country, though some of whom may choose to spank and others may not. But the reality is that it is a legitimate form of disciplinary action, and the research doesn't bear out the doomsday sort of scenarios that I suppose some people who would outlaw spanking see.
Okay, well, I guess the doomsday scenario that you brought up, is the fear that if spanking was outlawed, what, a parent could get thrown in jail for spanking, for swatting their kid in the butt?
Well, I don't know what the outcome might be in criminal behavior. The senator was saying that she's not that concerned about those repercussions. Those repercussions are huge. Even if a family is drawn through the muck by just a social worker or Children's Aid researching, or somebody thought they saw something, those are the most devastating sorts of things that families face. It doesn't need to be jail time to be very, very damaging to a family. Again, every parent out there knows, or the vast majority of parents out there know the difference between abuse and spanking, and they know that very clearly. It's a little alarming that the Senate of Canada apparently doesn't, but the reality is that criminalizing parents for a choice of disciplinary actions with their children is not the way to go. Parenting courses, all in favor of that. There are many who argue it's not an effective form of discipline, and that, I think, is up for grabs and something to discuss for sure. But the way in which to discuss it is amongst parent groups and with other parents, and not as a legislative form on Parliament Hill.
Okay, well, she told me that there are 24 other countries around the world that where spanking has been made illegal, and nobody has gone to jail in those countries for spanking their kids. So I guess she's saying that the doomsday scenario about criminalizing parents or parents going to jail just hasn't happened in other countries. What do you say?
Well, there are other countries. I think it deserves a lot more study. There have been, I think it's worth looking at what the outcomes have been in longitudinal, looking at the long term of not being able to discipline your children effectively. I know that Sweden is one of those countries, and there's some, it would definitely deserve more analysis and assessments, but they also have a very high rate of youth-on-youth crime later. They criminalized spanking in 1979. So I'm not making that firm conclusion or connection, but I am suggesting that it's worth looking at whether those laws have been effective or not. The other question is, just because you put the law in place doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, and how parents discipline their children in the home is something that is ultimately very, very difficult for to control. So we don't know whether just because the law is in place that the behavior has actually stopped. But when I referred to the doomsday scenario, I was actually referring at the beginning to the idea that spanking causes aggressive behavior in children, or that it causes terrible outcomes for kids. And that is in itself not borne out in the research. The research shows a lot of neutral outcomes for spanking, and oftentimes the studies that show that children apparently become aggressive, they are studies that equate abuse with spanking and don't differentiate between the two from the get-go. So I think those studies need a closer look, and certainly parents who are using spanking appropriately with their kids within the appropriate age range, they don't need to worry about it somehow causing really negative outcomes for their kids.
Okay, well, what do you think is appropriate spanking? How do you define that?
Well, I think the the Supreme Court of Canada already said, you know, above the age of 2 and not after a certain age.
12, after 12.
After 12, and certainly not leaving any marks. Right. We're talking about the sort of scenario of children when they are not at an age where they can rationalize or reason and words aren't as effective. I think most parents out there know what that age range is. And most importantly, each parent knows their child. And sometimes spanking is not going to be appropriate, and it won't be something that parents should use. And I think that that's an important thing to note. I'm not an advocate for spanking by any stretch. I'm simply saying that parents know
kids,
their children.
Do you have kids yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, I do. I remember getting spanked when I was a kid. I said earlier, I remember my old man taking his belt off, and I was like, oh, man, it was scary. And I don't spank my kids, but then again, I'm a bit of a wimp. So, you know, I mean, is there any indication out there about how many Canadian parents actually do spank their kids still? I mean, there have ever been surveys or studies done on it?
All I know is that a poll in 2002 was done which said that 72% of Canadian parents think spanking should remain legal, but that included, interestingly enough, 57% of parents who do not spank and do not choose that form of discipline. I think that speaks to the reasonable nature of Canadian parents. Look, you have a bunch of parents saying, I don't spank, I'm not going to use it, but I certainly don't think that a parent in my circle of friends who does should be criminalized for it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming on the show today. Interesting topic. I appreciate it. That is Andrea Morozek from the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.